Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
It is the day after Thanksgiving, the week after Thanksgiving, the time after Thanksgiving, and we survived Thanksgiving. And Jeff Pitts is with us, our lifestyle correspondent, managing editor of the City View magazine, and he's got stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Hey, Jeffrey.
How's it going?
Full of turkey?
Did you do turkey? Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah.
I do the what's called the setup.
What's that? The setup?
Every year since I was a kid, my uncle kind of sidles up. You know, when you're getting ready to go get food, he's like, hey, you doing the setup this year?
The setup. What does that mean?
Put the mashed potatoes in the middle.
Oh.
You just pile everything else
on. On top.
Calls it setup.
Setup. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, you learned something new. Now, your next holiday gathering, you too can do the setup.
The setup.
The setup.
Yeah, it's T-H-E-E.
The
yeah.
Setup.
The setup. All right.
Well, so let's go. What do you got? What's happening?
Good question.
I know.
It's kind of a slow week.
Well, yeah. I'm glad the week's sort of feeling like me today. I'm a little slow.
Yeah. Yeah, a little lethargic after all that
yeah,
turkey.
Yeah, I know.
All right. B-U-C-S.
Bucks.
Bucks. Bucks. Bucks.
Hockey, hockey, hockey.
Tonight in Irvindale. Madhouse on Hickman. Des Moines Buccaneers, Junior A amateur hockey, play tonight versus the Lincoln Stars, and tomorrow, Saturday night, versus the Sioux City Musketeers.
Yeah, I really ought to go to the game.
You should.
You know, because it's so much fun over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's a nice, it's kind of a cozy setting.
And, cozy setting?
Cozy. Not cavernous.
I see. Not cavernous. Cozy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you're up close and personal.
Yep.
I like to sit right behind the goalies.
Yeah.
You know, that's just
yeah.
kind of fun, you know, when they come speeding down there and smashing in the
right
glass.
You, yeah,
it's kind of cool. And you do have glass.
There's nothing like live hockey.
Yeah, I know. Really? And it's so fast moving. Mm-hmm. I think I should do that. Mm-hmm. I think I'll take my granddaughter to hockey.
Oh, yeah, you should.
That'd be cool. We love going. And, you know, it's just not too very far from where we live, and we've mm-hmm. been several times. As a matter of fact, there's a cowbell around here someplace, and it says, go Bucks. You know, or go Zadie or something like that. Yeah, it's, you know, we'll have to take our cowbell.
Cowbell, huh? Yeah. We need more cowbell.
More cowbell.
You have any idea what I'm talking about? There's a Saturday Night Live skit. Yeah.
Yep, yep.
More cowbell.
More cowbell.
Okay. let's see. Also at the Playhouse, I think we mentioned this last week, there's best Christmas pageant ever.
Yeah,
the
right.
Playhouse.
Yeah. This is like the 400th year they've done this or something?
Yes.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
They do it a lot.
Yeah.
Every year. It's at least 20. You know, they're like the, I'm probably getting this detail not exactly right, but they're like the seventh longest running community playhouse in the country.
Really? We have culture here mm-hmm. in Des Moines.
We do.
Yeah.
A lot of stages. Speaking nice of stuff. Stages, yeah. In Ames, Professor Plum with the candlestick in the study. Tonight through Sunday, last chance, Clue the Musical.
Clue the Musical.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You
up
know
in
the board games. Game Clue.
Yeah, yeah, sure, sure.
How are you at Clue?
Never played it.
No?
No.
I find that hard to play.
No, never played it. I don't know how to play Clue.
I have no clue. As we're done here, we're breaking that out.
Breaking out the Clue game.
You never played Clue.
No, I don't know how to do that. No. I was a Monopoly guy.
Hmm.
And, you know, and those games would go on for hours.
Yes.
Good Lord. You know, it's kind of like back in the day when I was doing Trivial Pursuit, which I loved,
yeah.
by the way. You know, we would play Trivial Pursuit, no kidding, until 2, 3 o'clock in the morning.
You a good trivia player?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
I'll take you on at that, too.
But it's got to be the old school trivia because, because if they say...
Why, you have all the answers memorized?
No, I don't have all the answers memorized, but the newer ones, you know... For example, they did the Macy's Day Parade the other day, okay, on Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah.
And they've got all of these stars on these parade floats.
Yeah.
I have no idea who any of them are.
They're not stars to me.
I said, who is that? My wife says, I don't know. I said, well, what's she doing up on a
Where's her mother?
Yeah. I might know her mother, her grandmother. There was some bad kitty, bad dog, bad.
I don't know.
Man, it was just.
That's the name of.
That's the name of this guy. He's a singer or a rapper or bad kitty or bad dog or I don't know.
What would your rapper name be?
Manordale.
Hmm?
Yeah, Manordale. Be my rapper name.
That's what I was
yo, Manordale, what happened? Yeah, oh, yeah, that's it.
I got a trivia question for you.
What's that?
You should know this if you're the original trivia guy.
Oh. See, now you're going to put me on the spot.
Here it is. How many in the original Trivia Pursuit, how many wrong answers were there?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. It would be what? Were there three answers on a card?
No, there's like six.
Or there's okay. I don't know. I don't know how many.
Three.
What?
There's three wrong answers in that original set.
On every card.
No. In the whole.
Oh, you mean the right answer is wrong.
So what they call the right answer is wrong. Not the right answer. Okay. They made three errors. So you can go back and protest every loss you've ever had.
Okay. More than anybody wanted to know about Trivial Pursuit.
Next. You know what trivia means? Trivia.
Trivia, yeah.
I've told
three
you
ways.
Before.
Three
We've
roads.
About this
three
multiple
roads.
Times on this
through,
show.
Three roads,
That's right?
See?
Glad you're listening.
I remember glad stuff. The old memory lapse isn't there just yet.
You got it. Nailed it. Okay. Unity Points, Festival of Tree and Lights.
Yes.
Veterans Memorial Community Choice Credit Union.
That's it. That's where it's at.
Convention Center.
Yeah, the big place downtown.
5-day public event runs through Sunday.
All right. Vets.
Last chance.
For those of us who can't remember all that stuff, it's called Vets. Let's go to Vets
Auditorium, the big house.
Yeah, the big house.
Formerly the big house.
Right, yeah.
You remember Vets?
Oh, yeah. I've been there. Watched basketball there.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you... What?
Saw wrestling once. and I've been to the... for years, I used to go to the farm and equipment show in February. You know, it's the Iowa Nebraska Equipment Dealers Association.
Yeah. What kind of equipment?
Farming equipment, like cultivators and plows and...
What do you know about cultivators?
Everything. What do you want to know? you forget I farmed for a while.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Why am I just learning this?
Well, we've never talked about this, you know? This is in 1972. We bought a farm, and, yeah, five of us, and we were going to grow marijuana. Didn't work out that way. It's a long story, but okay, what else?
That sounds like a good story.
Well, it is a good story. It is a good story. I've milked cows by hand.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Plowed fields with mules.
Hmm.
Harvested with a bang board.
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. You're city kids. And I used to talk a whole lot slower. All right.
Okay. How about if it's the third Saturday of the month?
Yeah.
Which it
isn't. Or is it? No. Last Saturday was third Saturday.
I was thinking this one is.
No.
All right. Well, 4 weeks from now, ladies and gentlemen, chow down time at the Des Moines Social Club.
Oh, what's going on?
Chow down comedy in the basement at the Social Club. Happens every Thursday, third Saturday of every month. But be aware, you might bust a gut laughing.
Oh, there you go.
You ever do comedy?
Do comedy or see comedy?
Do comedy.
No, I've never done comedy. Although
farming,
I used to,
yes, comedy.
I take that back. I used to write my show every morning. I was a morning disc jockey for a long time. So
really?
I was doing the morning show, yeah. And so I would sit up the day before, I would write the whole show. I mean, all the jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess I did do a little
comedy. That's comedy.
Yeah.
Okay. More hockey next week. Monday, the Iowa Wild play at Wells Fargo Arena.
There you go. At the well.
At the well. You been back yet? recently?
I know.
Been out there recently?
No. No, okay.
They're good. They're like, I want to say 11-3 or something.
Yeah.
That's.
I know none of the players anymore. I used to know the players.
Yeah.
I know none of those guys anymore. None of them. Of course, that's probably because I haven't been. You know, to...
So you don't know the hockey players. You don't know the pop singing stars.
No. I don't know much.
But you know a lot about farming.
I can tell you a little bit about farming. Yeah, cows and cattle and
the whole nine yards of wax.
Hogs and chickens.
You name it.
Yeah.
Tuesday. With the sale of more than 75 million records during the previous six decades, Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band
is
a must-see event.
They're coming to town?
Band brings its Generation Bridging show to Wells Fargo Arena. For ticket information.
Bob Seger, now there.
Harvin Center, not coming.
Oh, is he 80, 90 years old? He's got to be up there.
Yeah, I don't know.
He's probably in his 70s, I would think. Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band.
Turn the Page.
Yeah, just great
running
stuff.
Running Against the Wind.
Yeah.
Night Moves.
Wow. See, when he was popular, when that band was, that's when I was doing radio.
That's when you were doing radio.
Yeah. So, that's been a long time ago. Long time.
Yeah, those are some good ones.
All right.
Let's see. Starting Wednesday and running through December 9th at the Civic Center, something that's called Pure Genius. Genius. By USA Today. Disney's Aladdin features all your favorite songs from the film as well as some new music. This thrilling new production of the hit Broadway musical is filled with unforgettable beauty, magic, comedy, and it all makes for an entertaining and breathtaking spectacle.
There you go, Aladdin.
You ever seen Aladdin?
Rub that lamp.
Is it flying carpet?
I don't know. I think it is, yeah.
I think I've seen the...
Seen the cartoon?
Seen the... Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and Thursday at Hoyt Sherman, Lori Lyne and the Pop Orchestra.
Now,
Lord of Lords.
She has been doing this for decades.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember her doing this stuff when, you know, and she comes, she comes every year and does the shtick.
Is that right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I've never seen her.
Did you go last year? No.
No, I've never seen her. I don't know. I've never talked to her. But she does this every year. Yeah. And it's a big deal, apparently.
Mm-hmm. At Hoyt Sherman, yep. Thursday, 7:30. Mark it down. The true meaning of Christmas. She brings it to town with the 2018 Holiday Extravaganza.
I think she's been doing this since...
Since time began?
18, 19, I don't know. All right. Lori Lane. That's it.
It's
a wrap. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so very much for joining us on the Business News Hour. Thank you, Jeffrey. Appreciate it, sir.
You betcha. No problem.
All right. For all of us associated with the News Hour, Jeff Pitts is from City View. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. Hunter Pease is the voice of the Business News Hour. And James Goodlett created the music you're listening to right now exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, have yourself a great weekend. My name's Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.